You have four people now in the studio that love to talk, and I think we were trying to out-talk each other before the microphones turned on. But for the sake of this interview, we are really going to try our best to keep the trains on the track, because when I introduce who our guests are, you also are going to say, I'm going to pray for y'all to make sure we get the information out there. We're just so passionate about what we love doing here in the city of Rock Hill, and we can do this because of Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, and because of the Rock Hill Parks Foundation. So we're going to mention a couple of folks. We've got Toy Ray, who's the board chair for the Rock Hill Parks Foundation, and Becky Adams, who's the executive director for the Rock Hill Parks Foundation. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
That was good.
Off to a good start, right?
Yeah, good.
That was good.
Well, we also love these two people.
Yes.
We know them personally as well as professionally, but we're going to keep the eye on the ball. No pun intended. All right, Becky, we're going to start with you. As the executive director for the Rock Hill Parks Foundation, what are we talking about here when we talk about the Rock Hill Parks Foundation?
Thank you both. Thanks for having me this morning. The Parks Foundation is simple. It's about our community. It's about parks and about people. Our purpose is to provide programs and facilities that include people of all ages, abilities, and income level. Our focus is on our parks, growing and maintaining our parks for future generations to enjoy. And it's about the people of our community, providing a safe place for programs and everything from youth to seniors and everything in between.
So is it fair to say the Rock Hill Parks Foundation runs parallel with the Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department?
Absolutely. So we come alongside PRT in partnership with the City of Rock Hill, Parks, Recreation, and Tourism to provide additional monies above and beyond the normal operating budget. Mm. So our foundation started in 2004 from major gifts from the City of Rock Hill. We wouldn't exist without the city. We also wouldn't exist without generous donors who got us our start. We've grown to $3.5 million, 15 separate funds. We've got a very strong start. And so we appreciate all of our faithful donors in the community.
Well, Toy, you know this better than anyone. Your mom, former Rock Hill Mayor Betty Jo Ray, saw in years in the future.
She's a visionary.
Once the manufacturing and mills closed down, mm-hmm. we were not going to be like, sadly, a lot of southern towns. Your mom said, no way. She and others said, we're going to look at sports tourism, which was a very foreign word back then. Now it's part of our everyday vocabulary. But boy, sports tourism here in Rock Hill, this is why we have to have a foundation.
Exactly. And what happened back when all the mills closed, unemployment in Rock Hill was like over 19%. And there were like 15 or 17 mills that were shuttered. I mean, it was an awful time. And so sports tourism, I felt like she felt that would really drive the economy here. And it's proven outright. This foundation, as Becky mentioned, was started in 2004. And since 2004, we've given over $920,000 back to PRT, so for various programs. So it's been a wonderful vehicle for us.
Can you give us some examples of what some of those programs are and maybe how that works? Like, what does the vetting process look like? How do you decide where all of this money is funneled to?
Absolutely. So we do have a 10-member advisory board who's been serving and helping with allocating these funds. Our donors have given money to a general fund. In a general sense, they've also designated these funds to specific projects, facilities, and programs. So just for an example, so this year alone, we've given the most we've ever given. The foundation has given a check to PRT for $220,500 for needs above and beyond, to help above and beyond the budget for this coming fiscal year. And so some of those projects include our Emmett Scott Neighborhood Center. We needed a new gym floor for our youth to play basketball and for other programs to happen in that space. And it wasn't safe, it was old, and it needed to be refurbished, and that is being redone as we speak, and it's almost to completion. So we're very excited about that. We're also giving money for scholarships for our community to benefit from. We want our programs and our spaces to be accessible to people in our community, no matter your income level, no matter your age, or your ability. And so we work hard to make sure that happens. We're also giving money towards our our athletics, like baseball caps for Miracle League players, bottle filling water stations at Northside and Boyd Hill recreation centers. We've got catcher's gear for youth baseball. So the needs can range from small to large, but there is a lot of need, ongoing need. So
we're things excited. That people don't think about. Baseball caps is an example. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these children that at Miracle Park, some of them didn't have caps. I mean, that was easy just to make that decision to do that.
We've also done a lot with our playgrounds and picnic shelters. Mm-hmm. So Emmett Scott, we've given towards the playground and the picnic shelter there. Cherry Park, that playground remodel, the foundation assisted with that. So most of these we've come alongside again and assisted with the funds. Most of them we've brought money towards, not in full. The city has, of course, come alongside as well. So, but we are happy to be a part of them, and that's our purpose. And so we stay true to donor intent. When our donors give and designate, that's where we put the money.
Well, I was going to follow up with that. Some folks might just say, well, aren't these some programs or gear that Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, can't they just pay for that? But as you've alluded to, they have their allotted funds that they can do, and then you all then just pick up the baton from there and continue it more, right? Is that
That's right. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. And with all the parks we have, there's so many needs. I mean, just the wear and tear, particularly our recreation centers, Boyd Hill, Northside, all of them were built in the early 70s, so they need a lot of refurbishing. And so things like that. Also, a program that's really exploded is lifelong learning. So we have really, you know, allocated some money for that. So that's been a fabulous thing for us. So just here again, just needs that the PRT area needs.
What's coming up for you all? What's something new? What's something exciting that you all can share with our audience and how they can continue to be part of the Rock Hill Parks Foundation?
Well, the needs are ever growing. They're continuous. And like we said, we've got so many facilities. We have 14 regional facilities, 5 recreation centers, 20 neighborhood parks, 1,600 total acres of trails and roadways to maintain. So we are working hard to spread awareness about the foundation and share with the community how they can give, how they're benefiting too. Sometimes you don't think about it. Maybe you're taking a stroll through Glencairn Garden. Maybe you signed up for a lifelong learning class. Everything in between, youth athletics, all of that, whether it's you personally, your family members, we want to continue our mission and continue the quality of our programs and facilities. And to do that, we need our community. And so we'll be sharing a lot more to come this fall about how you can do that. But I can go ahead and say you can give online if you feel so inclined to through our website at cityofrockhill.com/parksfoundation. We're excited to be partnering with First Citizens Bank. We've made a shift in our fiscal sponsor to First Citizens. We're excited to have a local financial institution. They've been great in managing and handling all of our funds. So when you give to the foundation, your gift is safe, it's going to grow, and it's going to be allocated towards exactly how you want it to be. So,
do folks, people who are listening, businesses, whoever, anyone can donate. Can they earmark it? Can they say, we would like our funds to go towards maybe, example that you gave, hats for Miracle League?
Or lifelong learning. Yeah. Absolutely.
How does that work? If someone wants to give, whether it's a person, a business, nonprofit that also believes in this, how does that work, and how can they earmark what they want that money for?
Yeah, they certainly can do it. I mean, with the 15 different funds we have a tree fund, we have a general parks fund, as Becky mentioned, we've got the Betty Joe Ray fund. I mean, so you can do a lot of things within all of those funds. And another thing that Becky didn't mention, we allocated a good bit of money to put lighting in Glencairn Gardens. Mm-hmm. It's so dark, and so we wanted to do something there, particularly around the holidays, Christmas, and things like that. So they're not just sports. Just a lot of things that PRT needs. So back to the specified. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Right, if you have a love for Miracle Park and you want to invest in our therapeutic recreation programs and participants, we have several needs there, and that would be our General Parks Fund. We have an athletics fund if you're participating in our youth athletics. It can be as specific as you want it or as general as you'd like. So
Perfect. All right. So the Rock Hill Parks Foundation has been around since 2004. Is it common for other parks and recreation departments in the state of South Carolina to have a foundation, or are we kind of trailblazers, as we always like to be?
No, I think other cities have it. Okay, I mean, Spartanburg, Greenville, and we have, Charleston, we've interacted with them and found out what's worked, what hadn't worked.
Perfect. Well, learn more about the Rock Hill Parks Foundation. You can do so online, as they've mentioned a lot of this information that they've shared with us this morning. Who knew, right? So it's one of those that you want to be humble, right? But you also need to alert folks about what impact that they can make through what you all are able to do with your connections and your partnerships that you all have with folks. We know sports tourism is a big economic engine for us here in the city of Rock Hill and the Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism. There's something always going on all the time, and it goes beyond just what happens on the athletic fields. As both Becky and Toy have described, it goes into all of our other parks and other amenities. So we certainly appreciate what they do. And good luck with the rest of the exciting year that continues in 2025 as well as into 2026 and beyond for the Rock Hill Parks Foundation. Get involved. See how your money can be used. Toy and Becky, great to see you both.
Good to see you.
We did very well keeping this conversation
on track. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You need to come back later and we can talk about whatever else you want to talk about.
Good.